There might be a government shutdown this week. What's that? By Alana Abramson. Members of Congress returned to session this week from a two-week recess, and they have quite a task ahead, less than 4 days left to avert a government shutdown. Federal funding expires at midnight Friday, April 28th, which is technically Saturday, April 29th, Trump's 100th day in office. In order for the government to continue operating, both chambers of Congress and the White House need to approve an appropriations bill or a spending bill. Although negotiations have been in the works for weeks, there are disagreements among the different parties about the final draft. The White House, for instance, is publicly advocating for funds for a border wall with Mexico, which congressional Democrats and even some Republicans oppose. Trump signaled Monday night that he could back off that demand. Senate Republicans, of which there are only 52, may need 60 votes to advance the spending bill in their chamber if Democrats filibuster. And if no bill passes the Senate in time, Trump won't have anything to approve. A shutdown last happened in October 2013 during former President Obama's administration. Clashes between a Republican-controlled Congress and a Democratic White House were blamed as the catalyst for the shutdown, which lasted 16 days. Here's what you need to know about a government shutdown. What actually happens during a government shutdown? If no spending bill is approved before the deadline, the federal government will be forced to shut down. Contrary to the name, however, this doesn't mean all of the government just goes into hibernation. In 2013, for instance, some crucial aspects of the government, like the military and State Department, stayed fully functional, according to a CNN analysis of the shutdown. But other portions of the government, like national parks, zoos, and museums, all of which are federally funded, ceased operations entirely. So did sectors more pertinent to governance, such as the Office of Government Ethics and the Federal Communications Commission. Others, such as the Departments of Education, Defense, Commerce, and Homeland Security, remained partially open. Federal employees who work in the sectors of the government that cease operation are furloughed during a shutdown or given a leave of absence without pay. A shutdown is also costly. The 2013 shutdown, according to a report from the Office of Management and Budget, cost the government $2 billion, and the Council of Economic Advisers estimated it reduced the creation of private sector jobs by $120,000. Are there temporary solutions to avoid a shutdown? Yes, it's entirely possible that Congress and the White House won't be able to agree on a bill, but the government stays open. Congress can pass a continuing resolution, a short-term spending bill that keeps the government open while agreements are still being worked out. That could be for as little as a week. What do voters think about shutdowns? Voters are generally not supportive of government shutdowns. A Politico Morning Consult poll from early April showed around 65% of registered voters thought Congress should take all necessary steps to avoid a government shutdown, while only 17% thought it would be okay to if it helps them achieve their policy goals. An Economist Group YouGov poll in April found 60% of Americans preferred keeping the government open, while only 19% wanted a shutdown fight over border wall funding. Those numbers are consistent with past shutdowns. A Washington Post ABC News poll after the 2013 shutdown found that 81% of Americans disapproved, including two-thirds of Republicans and independents who lean Republican, as well as a majority of those who supported the Tea Party movement. And a Washington Post ABC News poll during a similar shutdown fight in 1995 found that 72% thought shutdowns should not be used as a tool in budget negotiations.